It's a night shift on Triple M. Pat Panetta filling in for Luke Boner. Our number is 133353. You can email on the night shift at triplem.com.au and track everything we're doing on the Facebook page. Jess does a wonderful job on our Facebook page. And, of course, the Listener app as well is available. It's free, it's easy, and you can hear anything that goes to air here on the night shift. So, Pat filling in for Luke Boner. Are you feeling nostalgic? Are you listening to music that reminds you of your youth all those years ago? Are you sort of using or going towards simpler hobbies or food or games you played as a young person? During these tumultuous times, like during a pandemic, we reach for these sort of things. They give us comfort. And to tell us more, Linda Schenick joins us now from Purple Giraffe Marketing. Hi there, Linda.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm well. Let me tell you what caught my eye with your email that you sent to me. The headline is, "What's sending people into a nostalgia frenzy?" So what is sending people into a nostalgia frenzy? And are we really sort of reaching for these old things that give us comfort?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Pat. And I absolutely think that they are. People are going into a nostalgia frenzy. Frenzy is probably a bit of an exciting word. And I would suggest that it's mostly to do with the COVID pandemic. Yeah. You probably saw when we first got hit and we're all sent home to stay at home and isolate and all those sorts of things, that people started making pasta or they started making their own bread or right. You saw them knitting or starting to take up fashion and sew their own clothes. And so it started from there. And nowadays what we're seeing is that trend continuing and people are looking to, I guess, go back to a time when things were less complicated and not pandemic worthy, I guess.
Before masks and sanitizing and vaccines and QR codes, before all that craziness, Linda, there was a simpler time and we're sort of going back to get that feeling again. So is this being measured? I mean, you're a marketing expert and, you know, as you said, we saw it all online, people baking cookies and doing all those things, the simple things at home. But is there like official... they use these listening tools on the internet. Is it sort of popping up everywhere, people talking about, nostalgia and older things?
Yeah. So there has been some research done by a company called Brandwatch, who does a consumer research every year. And the word nostalgia or nostalgic has grown over the last 2 years dramatically than it has in the previous 2 years. So that's definitely some research done there. But, of course, anecdotally, we've seen a lot more activity as well online. Plus, you can see that brands are also doing some nostalgic type things. For instance, ABBA has announced their first studio album in 40 years, which is very nostalgic.
Yeah, we're on Triple M, Linda. So, as I said to you off here, I'm filling in for Luke Boner. I'm not sure if I played ABBA, I would have this job for the full sort of 3 weeks. But I get what you're saying. So music, well, that's very nostalgic. It sort of really, conjures up feelings as you get older. I'm approaching 50. I'll hear a song on the radio and it'll remind me of, when I got my license and that sort of stuff. So music's a big one that we're reaching for and feeling nostalgic. And as you say, ABBA are back. What other things are we doing? Sort of, we used to play certain games on the computer, me and my brothers. Those sorts of things are coming back, I don't know, Dig Dug that stuff.
Yeah, going back on the music thing, though, I should have mentioned before that playlists are actually streaming significantly more. Nostalgic playlists are streaming a lot more than the new music that's coming out. So that's interesting in the statistics. But getting back to games, so things like Tamagotchi are, making a comeback. And so that's a game that we used to play, I can't even remember how many years ago it was, but I was certainly a lot younger then when Tamagotchi was out, and yet here they are again.
Now I'm thinking, racking my brain, Tamagotchi, was that like a little, were they cards and things? I must have missed that, Linda. Well, didn't miss it, but my kids were young then and all I was doing was suffering from a lack of sleep. So
No, it's an online sort of game. And to be honest, I never played it myself.
Yeah.
So I'm not very good at it.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
I'm with you. You used to chase them around the park and things. People would be chasing these Tamagotchis around the place.
I think that they were called... you're going to get me on that.
How are we going? No, Linda, that's okay. We've got a wonderful audience. 133353. Tell us more about Tamagotchi. Remind us, because we can't remember, but the name rings a bell. Are you reaching for nostalgic things in your life? 133353. And also, Linda, I'd like to really ask our audience, do you think it's because of the pandemic? Is this sort of making you do that? And are you pretty sure? I guess it's pretty obvious that we've gone through this, you know, stormy period, that we just want to feel the comfort of the time beforehand. So that's what they're pointing towards. It's a pandemic. It's all this shit that's gone on, and we just want to feel better.
Basically, yes. It's getting back to things that we feel comfortable with. It's also, I think people have got a little bit more time on their hands, particularly when we were in isolation in those sorts of environments, because you had a bit more time on your hands, weren't socialising with friends, all those sorts of things. You went back to the basics.
Yep. And also the silver lining in the whole pandemic thing was that we realised we didn't have to be so busy. We filled our lives up with all this stuff, and then we'd realise it's all wasn't necessary. So when you mention about more time on your hands, maybe it's a consequence of that. We're not rushing to every meeting and doing things. We're taking time to do the simpler things in life, like, are people knitting? I can see here that people are turning to those sorts of hobbies.
Yeah, absolutely they are. And I 100% agree with you. That is exactly what people are doing as a result of the pandemic. So getting back to basics, I guess, and really enjoying their life and doing all the things that they've always wanted to do, and then also getting back to the things that gave them comfort when they were younger.
Linda, Leroy's in the studio with me here as we broadcast on the night shift, and I think he's taken up knitting. He's given me the nod. He's a young man. So is it just for the – I know it's a bit sexist, but the blokes are doing it too. What are the guys doing?
Oh, well, guys are doing things like golf, but the handy types of things. I actually know a couple of guys that are doing knitting as well. But my husband, for instance, he's actually doing a lot of handyman sort of work. So he's making things with wood and stuff like that. So, you know, getting your hands into building things is definitely what a lot of the blokes are up to.
And eating food that reminds us of our childhood. Did I see here Oreo biscuits and those sorts of things as well? Is there a bit of a spike in sales and those sorts of items?
Yeah, so Oreo launched a limited edition packaging, which basically people could create their own mixtape from, which is so old. I don't know if all of your listeners would all know about
mixtape. I remember the mixtape, yeah.
Yeah. And so, look, I guess it's brands, big brands like that, they're actually capitalising on the fact that they know that consumers are being nostalgic, and so they're looking for new consumers or consumers to engage with through this greater nostalgic demand, I guess.
Right, yeah. So there's an opportunity. You're a marketing expert. You're with Purple Giraffe Marketing, so there's an opportunity in a way from a marketing point of view to tap into that. And as you say, the mixtape, I remember riding my BMX push bike to my friend's cousin's house, who he said to me, put a mixtape together. We sat there, he put the tape together. I think he charged me like $25. This is about 20 years ago, Linda. And, you know, he gouged the young 15-year-old. So anyway, I had that mixtape. And, yeah, that was before, of course, the internet and all this sort of stuff. That's how many bands became famous, through just sort
absolutely.
Of, ending up on people's
absolutely.
Tapes.
Absolutely. Look, I remember pressing the record button on the old cassette tape to make the mixtape, like, you know.
Yeah,
showing our age here, Pat.
That's right. I say that to my kids. You know, we could just go back and find the song, and it's easy, you know, through like an app, like the listener app. But, yeah, we'd have to sit there and the song would start and you'd have to hit record. So what is the opportunity now with, as you say, there's a few marketing campaigns. Is that basically it? If you're promoting a business, just keep in mind that you want to stoke those emotions that bring comfort of simpler times.
Absolutely. So for marketers or for businesses looking to, I guess, engage with their audience, it's a really good idea to keep in mind that there is opportunity to lean on this nostalgic approach. So if, for instance, a business is heavily online and they have some history, or they live in a city that has history, you know, people are looking for that type of content. They're interested in it, they're thinking about it, and it will be engaging. So just even from a social media point of view, you know, consider content of what the business used to look like, or the people that used to work there, or what was an old brand that you used to have. Post, you know, my son's 19, and he has never seen a telephone with the old dial and, you know, the curly coil.
Yes, yes.
And so to see a photograph that for him was unique.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I guess there's a lot of examples of that. My son, my eldest, is 18. He's never seen the normal rotary dial, do they call it? That sort of one where you used to dial the big circle and do the numbers that way.
Absolutely. And here's a funny example. The other day, my son was in a car that had a windy window, and he didn't know how to get the window down because it's only ever been electronic.
I love it. Oh, my gosh, how spoiled.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think businesses got to think about the things that we took for granted when we were young. People are interested in that again.
Yeah, well, there you go. We'll ask our listeners, 133353, are you feeling nostalgic? What are you doing to sort of, you know, conjure up the days that when you were younger? Have you got into a car and not worked out how to open the window because it's the old-fashioned window? And is it the pandemic that's making you reach for, you know, the comfort of simpler times? 133353. I've enjoyed that. Thank you, Linda. Thank you for, you know, joining us in the wee small hours here on the night shift. And we can find out more about you. What do? We plug your name and your business into the internet. We'll find out more about you and what you do.
Absolutely. purplegiraffe.com.au, and you will find me, no trouble at all. And thank you, Pat.
No worries at all. Is your hubby up at this time of the morning, maybe tinkering in the man shed, you know, carving something out? Is he doing his hobby now? He's sound asleep, isn't he? He's in bed.
I can guarantee you he is snoring very happily away right now.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your time. There's Linda from Purple Giraffe Marketing, and that number is 133353 on Triple M.